She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelnut. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelnut.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a Friday, Getaway Friday, August the 3rd, first Friday in August of 2018, 15 minutes coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelnut is the show. Marge is here. Marge, how are you?
I'm just fine. I didn't get a chance to call Nan, but I talked to her extensively last week. But hopefully things will smooth out.
Everything will be better.
And Nana, but
you want to pull the mic a little close to you?
Yeah.
We want to hear you.
Okay. Hello, folks.
There we go.
I'm sitting way back today. I guess I don't know, hiding?
Now we can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah,
that's
now maybe you wish to turn me up.
Well, Marge, I thought one of the things we would talk about, because today is our big special, WWGH Reports from the Marion Prison Choir, which will air.
Oh, yes.
Yes. That will air tonight at 6:10 p.m., and then it will replay tonight at 9:10 p.m. Now, this is interviews with choir director Catherine Roma, two of the inmates who are members of the choir, and clips of the choir rehearsing. Now, one thing I wanted to do was play a little preview of this special that you will hear tonight. So, Marge, if you want to put the headphone up to your ear, this is a clip of the special that will air tonight here on WWGH Radio, and this is a conversation I had with two inmates, two members of the choir.
You know, I think being here, seeing the creativity is fascinating because I believe, I don't know that most people know that's going on. So I think there are misconceptions. What do you think the biggest misconception by people is about what goes on?
Just it's a place of this criminal-minded people, and it's not that. We weren't born here. We got stories, backgrounds that shaped and molded our ways of thinking, and now we get in the time to reshape our way of thinking and get that soberness in us. You know what I mean? So, just like we talked about earlier, we just can be a great addition to society, and I think a lot of people, without knowing, without doing any studying, without coming in here, without talking and having conversations with us, can just write us off as just the criminal minded, the downtrodden, the worthless, and so forth. You know, and that's just not the key. It's just not. And I'm gonna say that in general. And I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna speak that in general. I've met so many great minds in here, so many people that has really changed, really are remorseful for what they done, what kind of crimes they committed. And they put the effort in every day. Every day. And that's when that integrity comes in. I've seen guys get flopped at the board and still remain the person that they were as far as the improvement that they made after they got flopped at the board. I've seen guys get denied for judicial releases and take it on the chin and say, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing better. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep loving on everybody. And that's huge. Because people could falter under that kind of disappointment and that rejection, but I see a lot of men just hold their head up and keep doing better because the change is real.
Yeah, most definitely. The misconception of all of us actually being criminals, like, we're all convicted of a crime. Like, nobody, none of us can deny that. But everyone here isn't a criminal. Some of us are actually victims of circumstance because of traumatic things that we've been through as children or in our young adulthood, situations and circumstances such as poverty that can steer you to a lifestyle that you don't necessarily want to live, or to make a mistake that you didn't want to make, but you feel compelled or pressured based on where you are or who you are to do that. And, you know, a lot of people here, when they come here, get a chance to be who they want to be because, you know, your circumstances before prevented you from doing that. So when you are allowed to flourish in the way that you desire, you become the person that you want to become, and that person is the person who's going back into society. And it would do everybody a justice if they could recognize that, if they could recognize the person and they could recognize what's internally instead of the action. Because most times the action is only one thing. So, you know, when we talk about behavior, when we talk about trauma, when we talk about change and transformation and those things, there are way more people who don't recidivate when they actually get a chance to go through that process. And those people become productive. And like I said, when you Google them and you look at that person, you would never guess that. So, like, you know, that's key. That's vital. That's important.
You talked about that perception. And that's something that must be looked at. Our action, especially him and I are first timers. Our action, that one action, shouldn't define who we are. We did something stupid, but we're not stupid. You understand what I'm saying? So it's so much more to us.
Beyond the barricade, is there a world you want to see? Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free. Do you hear the people sing, singing the songs of angry men? It is the music of the people who will not be spared.
And that's a preview of tonight's special. The whole special will air tonight, Friday night, August the 3rd, 6:10 to 7 p.m. and 9:10 to 10 p.m. Myself and Sean Kraft at the Marion Prison. Marge, when you hear that, what do you think?
I don't know. I worked out at the prison for a while teaching. It was a real eye-opener.
It is. And you know, the thing about it is these two gentlemen are, as he said, they did something stupid, mm-hmm. but they're not stupid.
No.
And they're not. I mean, you can tell
they
by
can
the way
they really
they're
bright.
Mm-hmm. Very bright and very, and I hope they're listening now. They did take
so
the station.
Too.
And I appreciate them giving me the time to talk to them. I appreciate Catherine Roma, uh-huh. for allowing me to come, and everybody at the prison, the guards and the media people out there were all extremely nice, and we could not have done tonight's special without them.
Right.
So don't miss that tonight, Friday, August the 3rd, 6:10 to 7 p.m., and then it will repeat again at 9:10 to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's something you really might want to hear if you wonder what's going on at MCI and this choir, the little clip there at the end of the choir. What a great performing choir that is.
That is fantastic.
Well, Marge, I thought one thing we would do today before we got to some topics is, this is a show where we've never really done a whole lot of trivia, but I figure the listening audience seems to like trivia and we have some things to give away, so I thought maybe we would try to do some giveaways today for
great.
Trivia questions. Now, this is a long-standing question we have had that we do not have an answer for. What did Florence Harding do as First Lady that later became popular by Eleanor Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton, but Florence Harding was the first lady to do it? What is the answer to that? 740-383-9944. Also, this was another question we had. The last, you used to attend the charity balls.
Yes.
So did I. When was the last year Marion had a charity ball? When was the last year that Marion had a charity ball? 740-383-9944. And, this was a good question as well. What year was Queen Cleo, our gypsy queen here in Marion, What year was the marker put on her grave? Now, for years, it was marked by a wooden cross, and the wooden cross is still there, but there is now a tombstone on the grave. What year did they put the tombstone on Queen Cleo's grave out in St. Mary's Cemetery? 740-383-9944. And our final question is, John Dean, of course, we all know John Dean, he was Nixon's White House counsel, wrote a book on Warren G. Harding. John Dean wrote a book on Warren G. Harding. Who did he dedicate that book to? Now, it's right inside the front cover of the book, who he dedicated it to. So if anybody has the book, all they have to do is open up the front cover and they'll see who he dedicated it to. But who did John Dean dedicate his Warren G. Harding book to? 740-383-9944. If you want to give a guess, give us a call in the next 35 minutes. And we do have tickets to the Wilds, Tecumseh, Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo. All those things are out there. Just give us a call in the next 35 minutes. 740-383-9944 if you think you have an answer to any of those questions. And if you've already won or don't want to win a prize, just call in and take a guess. See if you get it right, because those none of those questions have been answered. 740-383-9944. One thing I thought we'd start by talking about today, Marge, is yesterday was the 95th commemoration of the death of Warren Harding.
Oh, my.
95 years he's been gone. When you hear the name Warren Harding, what do you think?
I know. I guess I always think he's still living.
Yeah. Well, because we live in the town.
Right.
And there's a memorial and, of course, right, the home, the station here, Warren G. Harding. That's mm-hmm. what the WGH stands for. The Marion Star being his paper. But as a president, he's always ranked in the bottom five. Mm-hmm. He's never ranked very high. Do you think that's fair to put him in the bottom five?
I never really thought about it, to tell you the truth, because I don't know. Of course, I wasn't around, but my grandfather was, and he was a politician, you know, and ran around with those people, so, and did a lot with them. I don't know. I think the museum's going to be fantastic. Having the home over, you know, redone should have been done a long time ago, but there are a lot of people, the older generation, that didn't want to, you know, I guess, take a little bit of a pride in the community and work on maybe giving him a little bit of notice. And I don't know.
You know, it's interesting because we know, I mean, it's the juicy part of his story, is that he did have affairs with Carrie Phillips that went on for 20 years. He obviously had an affair with Nan Britton that produced a child. Why do you think men in powerful positions act this way?
I don't know, but it seems like they all did.
Well, what I can't figure out is, where are the women in powerful positions who, because they don't act that way, or at least I haven't heard about it, but maybe it's because women aren't in powerful positions. I mean, you know, 45 presidents and we've never had a woman.
Well, we were close. I'm not so sure that's over.
Well, I think the investigation goes on, and we will figure out where that all goes. But, you know, it does say something that in 45 presidents, we've only had one woman ever make it to the top of the ticket to run for president. That's astonishing to me. But we've also only had one African-American. Mm-hmm. We've also only had one Catholic, mm-hmm. you know, that have ever made it to the top of the ticket mm-hmm. to run for president. All mostly, these are white, Christian mm-hmm. men. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever had an atheist. I don't think we've ever had a Jewish person. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever had any of that. And I don't know why that is.
I don't know either.
Is there a fear that they would lose? I don't know what the fear is.
Oh, no.
But they certainly are not nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
It'll be interesting to see what the next election holds, who decides to run.
It will be, and I just, but the thing that fascinates me most about Warren Harding is his wife.
Right.
Because she was such a determined, powerful woman, yet all this stuff went on. Now, I guess we can say it went on under her nose, but she just doesn't seem like the type of woman who would be totally oblivious to this stuff going on.
I'm sure she wasn't.
But yet she let it go on.
Well, maybe she was coached not to do anything back in those days.
It could have been.
Could be. I don't know. I've never read anything where she was, but it could very well have been.
Well, you know, this brings up an interesting question, because we've talked about this before, but why is it two things always happen? Why do we whitewash people after they're gone? We all of a sudden forget all the bad they did. I'm not saying you have to concentrate on the bad.
No.
Of course you accentuate the positive. But it's almost like when somebody dies, I mean, there has even been a saying, I think we brought it up last week, never speak ill of the dead. Well, why not? There are some people who, I think Hitler's awful.
Oh, yes.
So he's dead. I'm not going to say nice things about him. Mussolini, Joseph Stalin. These were awful guys. Just because they're dead doesn't make them great.
No.
So I don't. Why is it that when somebody dies, we have this propensity to never say anything negative?
I don't know.
From a psychological standpoint, what do you think, if Florence did know, and that's only speculation, what would it have done to her to know that her husband was having these dealings with other women?
I don't know. I know they say she was a pretty hard-nosed person, driven to do right, but you don't hear about her having a lot of women friends or men friends. Wouldn't we be shocked if we found out she had a boyfriend?
Well, it's interesting because who were her people? We know she was close with Dr. Sawyer, but outside of him, I never really hear of that. I mean, there were people like Madame Curie who they say was a friend of hers, but I mean, really, how much they couldn't have seen each other very often. They weren't friends. You know, somebody you see or hear from every day. It wasn't that type of thing. So it's interesting on that level. It really is. All right, do we have a prize winner? All right, what's
Mary,
the?
Mary Bickley.
All right, Mary, let's see here. Zoo tickets. All right, let me get to those here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went to school with Craig.
Oh, did you really?
How about that?
Oh, my. Well, he's still in Florida.
In Florida.
Yep, he left and never came back. But he always said when he was a kid he was going, so we figured that's where he was going.
That's where he is.
There you are, Mary.
Thank you for
And it's nice to have seen you, and thanks for telling me that.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Thank you for
okay.
listening.
If you tell him that Mary Morrison.
Okay, I will.
He might remember that.
I've heard that name.
Okay.
Said hello.
Says hello.
Thank
okay,
you. Have
bye
a good
bye.
Weekend.
Have a good day.
Thank you. And it's good to see our winners of prizes.
That's nice.
And that's a nice connection.
Yes.
But it is strange that she, I don't know. It all comes down to interesting facts. You know, a lot of people feel that she killed Warren Harding. Now, most people say that's not true, but there wasn't an autopsy. I don't know how you could know for sure.
You wouldn't.
I mean, he did have heart trouble. I mean, there's no denying that.
What do they think she killed him with?
Poison was
that's
what I always heard.
That's what I always heard was poison. Boy, that's a heavy duty to put on somebody.
Well, I guess what I don't think you're ever justified to kill, but maybe she felt that way after all these affairs. You know, that'll really knock your nerves out.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think
And
she was not a well woman. You know, she had a bad kidney for 20-something years. So, you know, she wasn't healthy. You know, I had even heard stories that she kind of went a little crazy at the end of her life. Now, who knows when that mental illness started. I mean, and that's just, I wasn't there, but oh. I've heard those stories.
I have too.
That she was not mentally fit at the end of her life. And you have to realize she died basically 1 year after he did.
Mm-hmm.
So was she mentally stable when she was in the White House? When did things start to go south? You know, back then there was not dialysis. There weren't things that could help you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've heard a lot of things. And I always wonder, and this is the listening audience, did you ever have a relative who knew Harding or Carrie Phillips or Nan Britton or Florence Harding that talked about him? Because certainly there would be nobody left now who lived in that, well, maybe Carrie Phillips' time there might be, or Nan Britton, but certainly not in Warren or Florence's time.
Well, I just wish I had had a tape recorder and been able to tape my grandfather's thoughts about him. And we talked about it when I was a child. But you see, I wasn't that old. I was interested, but I didn't understand what was really going on. I just knew that there were people that didn't like him. There were people that liked him. And, you know, he was a person that I would say had been a people person, you know, very involved with the people.
Do you remember your grandfather saying anything in particular about him?
You know, I wish I could remember, but I don't. I just remember that he always talked very well of him. And he went to a lot of the stuff and what have you that he was involved in. And my grandfather was really into politics.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember walking to the bridge and we talked. And I remember I go to school and tell all this stuff, you know. And they call my parents and say, well, how could she know all that stuff? She always talked to her grandfather. And I did. I was really very close to my father and my grandfather. So, I don't know.
It's interesting. It's interesting, and the question I was asking the audience, is there anybody who had heard things about Harding? Because a lot of history is passed down mm-hmm. through hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have anything you want to add, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. About 24 minutes left in this particular program. But I don't know. You know, I really wonder. I wonder if she knew. I wonder if she was in her right mind in her last days.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had ticked her off because of the things he was doing. I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, we do think that she burned a lot of things
mm-hmm.
Right after he died. I mean, I think there's proof that that happened. Why was she doing that?
Disgusted with him, wanted to get rid of anything that he had. I don't know. You know, unfortunately, I was just a small child then. Really didn't know what was going on, but interested in that kind of thing. And I was interested in the stories my grandfather had a lot. Went to Washington a lot.
You know, I think he's one of the, maybe the only president. No, I think there were two. But I mean, we have had presidents who died in office, but
right.
most of them, I think, were assassinated. Lincoln assassinated, mm-hmm. Kennedy assassinated, McKinley was assassinated, mm-hmm. but Harding just died of medical reasons.
Right.
Now, William Henry Harrison also died of medical reasons, mm-hmm. but we know why that was. He gave the longest inaugural speech. He was the oldest president, and he stayed out in the rain and caught pneumonia, which eventually mm-hmm. killed him. But I really think that Harding and Harrison, I may be wrong, and maybe somebody will point this out, were the only presidents who died for medical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of 45 presidents, to think that they were the only ones mm-hmm. who died of medical, and we know why Harrison died. I mean, number one, it was the 1800s. It was primitive medicine. Number two, he was the oldest president ever elected at
right.
that time, and he did give his speech in the rain, a very long speech. But it's interesting because Harding's president from 1921 until 1923, I mean, we didn't have the sophisticated medicine we had today, but I'm sure that it was far better than it was in the 1800s.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
And I'm also sure that the president would have gotten the best treatment. So it is interesting that he would die
correct.
In office only 3 years in. And he wasn't that old a guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many things that you wonder about, and you will never know.
Nope.
Because she probably did destroy a lot of things that she didn't want known.
Well, it is particularly interesting that she did not send the body to the hospital. She did not order an autopsy. She did have the body pretty quickly embalmed. You know, why do these things? I mean, I thought it was federal protocol that you would want to know.
Yes, I would think
why the president died. I mean, you might have guessed it was a heart attack, but wouldn't, I mean, because a lot of people do give the president death threats.
Oh, I guess.
So I'm sure he got death threats just like every other president. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you want to make sure that nobody had done anything devious? Mm. I would think, but nobody did. Like I said, we'll take any opinion. 740-383-9944. We were talking earlier on about how people act. Now, this morning, I was driving through a parking lot, and here's a woman driving 10 miles an hour, which was slower than what the speed limit was, and she had a cell phone on one ear, a passenger in the car, and was weaving all over the road. Why do people do this?
I don't know. Was she drinking?
I don't know, but I think the cell phone was not helping her. Having the cell phone up to her ear.
Well, first of all, I think that stuff should be banned. I really do. I figure that we didn't have phones back those days in our cars, and I really think they're a nuisance. I think they're dangerous, and you don't always know what causes accidents. Sometimes they're never printed for one reason or another, or maybe, you know, the people are trying to protect another person that got involved in maybe like an accident or something, and they were on the cell phone. I don't know. I don't use it, never did. I pulled over to the side of the road if I got a phone call, and I drove many, 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 many miles, and I just that felt like things could wait till I got there.
Yeah, I don't understand why people have to be on in the car. Are they lonely? Are they bored? I don't know what the reason is.
You know, I can't believe that you want to hear from your kid every 15 minutes.
Well, the phone has to ring. Why would you answer? You know, these new cars are made with all these things.
Oh, they're weird.
Cell phone hooks up and so on and so forth. People are just making it easier for people to be distracted. And I don't know that that's a very good idea.
I don't think it is.
But people are doing it. All these car manufacturers are coming up with all kinds of ideas. You know, being that this is a Talk of the Town program, we've had a very interesting week. We've had three shootings in this week here in Marion. Mm-hmm. Had somebody shot at the Gotham Bar last Saturday night. We had a drive-by shooting the other day. Not very good. Very kind of fearful in a way.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever seen a time in Marion like this, Marge?
No, I've never seen it in any town like this.
I mean, a drive-by shooting happened the other day. Now, they do think all these are connected, but...
I sure hope I'm not on their list.
Well, I wonder, does it... What is the catalyst for this to happen all of a sudden?
I don't know.
I mean, does it have to do with guns? Does it have to do with the way people are being raised? Does it have to do with people's hair trigger attitude? People do have no patience anymore.
Oh, no, no.
The second you say something wrong, oh, they explode. Mm-hmm. They have no patience. You know, I used to hear a phrase, patience is a virtue found in the valley of the few. And I think that's true.
I think so.
You gotta have patience.
What nationality did I just read recently that has a lot of patience?
Well, I know that a lot of Buddhists mm-hmm. are very patient meditators mm-hmm. and people. I've always heard that meditating in the morning for 15 minutes is supposed to reset your mm-hmm. whole body. Have you ever heard of meditation?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done it?
No.
I don't, I mean, I don't know if that is right or not, where you sit in silence and you count to yourself and do that sort of thing. Do you think that could be helpful?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. For what reason would it be used, or how would it be used?
Well, I think it's because people's minds are so filled that they figure this is a way to...
Well, they start the children out. School's starting in August. Why are we doing that? I realize they went longer in the spring to school, and they went earlier in the fall, you know, out because they worked on the fields and what have you. But we got everything done anyway. You know, I don't understand why we have to be having so many days off at school. We never were off many days. You know, this year it seemed like every other week they were off 2-3 days. I don't know, I probably am exaggerating that. But it just seemed like they were out of school more than they were in school.
Well, it's interesting because there is a bill, I think, in the Ohio House now that would make it mandatory that all schools would start after Labor Day.
I wish they'd get that in. There's no sense in putting these children in that hot room. Are they learning anything? All they can think about is drinking water or drinking pop or, you know, going out to recess where they could play on the playground. I don't know.
They start, I know the city schools, I believe, start on August 23rd.
I believe it is.
Just right around the corner. Today is the 3rd, so they start in 20 days.
Well, I don't understand it.
It's amazing when you think about it, the changes that are happening. And I don't know if the Marion City Schools have worked out their issue yet with the head of the union that was let go, and he has a court case. I don't think any of that's been worked out.
I don't think so.
So hopefully they get it worked out. I mean, I would like to think that everything will turn out well in that particular way, but you never know.
No. We hear about it at the beginning. It seems like it dies on the vine.
Well, I remember there was a lot of talk at the end of the last school year. Well, here in 20 days comes a new school year. Hopefully they're working it out. I would have to guess that hopefully better minds would prevail here, and we could.
Well, it used to be that we knew who the principal was going to be, that we were going to go to school to be with, and the superintendents, we would know who they were. I don't know. It just seems like you might be lucky and know who it is, but probably not.
It's different. It's a totally different world, that's for sure. It is a completely different world.
Well, I can tell you one thing. When we had, and people can say all they want, but Dr. Brown was one whale of a good administrator. And he knew his staff. He knew you when you saw him on the street. Made a point to be available if you needed to see him.
You know, it has been interesting. There have been a lot of superintendents in Marion City Schools over the last number of years.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, I don't know if that's normal now to have a big turnover in superintendents.
I don't know. But I'll tell you, we've had some good ones.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what... I mean, Dr. Thede was there for a long time, but the last few have been there maybe 3, 4, 5 years, and some not even that long.
Yes.
And then they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Principals have seemed to be that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for a few
years.
Well,
if they even look cross-eyed at somebody, somebody's after get him off of the superintendency, or, you know, we don't need him or we don't want him. They do anything, just something minor. Yeah, you know, I don't know. We are out to get them before they even start.
You know what's funny? I think back to a few years ago. I think it was 2014 when that whole thing happened with the Ten Commandments that went up at Harding, and then they took it off the wall.
Oh, yes.
And news got involved, and it was...
I don't see any sense in things like that people took great pride and money to, you make them available to the public. I don't know what's the matter with these people that have the unrest in their minds that they need to take all that stuff down. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, it's interesting because there was such a big scuttlebutt at the time. There were meetings held and community was involved. And then it was going to go to the Historical Society. And then somebody said they couldn't find it anymore. And I still don't know what happened with that.
I don't either.
I don't know where the thing went. You know, it just kind of disappeared all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. But I know that a lot of educators' names were drug out in publications and on Columbus Media. And, you know, that's tough. When you sign up to be a principal or a superintendent, you don't, I think, sign up for being talked about in the news.
No.
So, does anybody know what happened to the Ten Commandments? Does anybody, are they still at Harding?
I don't know whatever happened to them.
Did they go to the Historical Society? Whatever became of them? Never heard. It just kind of went away. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what happened to that? The Ten Commandments that were a gift from a certain class that were supposed to hang on the wall at Harding? Does anybody know whatever became of those? 740-383-9944.
I don't know. I have not heard anything about them for a long time.
No, and I was at the school last year quite a bit, and I didn't see them, but I wasn't really looking either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they ended up.
I don't know either.
But apparently they were a gift from a class, and that was the big hang-up there. Why?
I don't know.
I don't know why they couldn't hang up.
Somebody's idea. And they go with just that one person many times. I don't know.
Well, you know, my understanding of that story was when the principal who took them down, he just took them down because they didn't have the wall space. But then it turned into a talk of, are you taking it down because of the religious significance? But I don't think it was ever that at all. I never saw that. Did you, Mark?
No. And I have a nephew who's been really involved in that kind of stuff. And I don't even hear him talk about it anymore. You know, we were just together here a couple weeks ago, for a 80th birthday. I don't know. And you don't know. During the war, we were so preoccupied with World War II that us kids that were that age, it was almost like a sin if you didn't honor everything that they talked about. I don't remember too much about, I don't know what we did do, to tell you the truth. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't spend much money.
That's
for sure. There wasn't anything to buy, not even a baby doll.
You know, one thing I will say about a lot of people, there has been, I don't know if it's a flu, but I think it's a strong virus that has been going around for the last couple weeks. I hear a lot of people down sick with it. And I don't know if it's treatable, but I guess you just feel kind of tired and out of it for a while.
I don't know.
I've heard an awful lot about this.
I have too.
I mean, I had it for a little bit. It kind of feels like the flu, but it doesn't...
I'm tired.
Yeah, tired.
Mentally, physically tired.
Yeah. It just kind of wears you down.
I can't even think why I should be tired.
Yeah.
I would just like to pull the shades down and go to bed and stay there for about a week.
Yeah, that's how you feel.
Uh-huh.
That's how I felt when I had it. And you just,
I don't know what it is.
You just feel exhausted all the time.
I feel sorry for the doctors. I don't know if they know what it is either. I have no idea.
But everyone I
talk to, they're just seem like we're just done.
Yeah, it was obviously some strain of something. Now, flu usually happens in the winter, but I don't know what this thing is. I haven't heard of anybody getting nauseous or any colds. They just feel run down.
Mm-hmm. Like I need to be wound up.
Yeah, yeah. When you worked in the hospitals, did you get sick a lot because you were around illness?
Nope. I was never absent.
Now, how do people who work in hospitals prevent getting sick?
I don't know. I wash my hands a lot.
Is that the key to it?
I still do.
I know a lot of people use the Purell now,
really?
Hand sanitizer. And I guess that works.
Yeah, but I guess it does. I don't know. I use good old Ivory soap.
Yeah, but you know, I've also heard that, that Purell is not good because I guess it wipes the good oils out of your skin.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to be careful of the foods where you eat them.
Oh, the foods. Now, you last week were talking about the health department
yes,
reports.
Yes, I read that in the paper.
That were being published in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was your stance on that?
I don't know. I feel sorry for the, you know, the owner of the place may not be knowledgeable of or know that somebody's not washing their hands. They can't be there 24/7.
Well, that's the thing. There was a thing this past week that at a Chipotle in Columbus, somebody did something improper, and apparently a lot of people got sick. But then they put it out to the public, and they said, was anybody sick who ate at this place on this night? Well, I'm not sure if that's the best thing to do, because couldn't people make that up?
Oh, yes. And I wonder how much of it is.
I don't know. You know, that's the thing. I mean, I'm sure mistakes can happen in restaurants. I mean, I've seen that happen. But I don't know that it's the best idea to broadcast that.
Yeah, me either.
To the world, because I think that makes some people think, you know, everybody's lawsuit crazy now.
Oh, yes.
And they will, they come right at you. That's why insurance rates are so astronomical.
Right.
I don't know why people can't work things out. Everything has to be done in court.
Oh, yes. I don't know. It just seems like there's somebody wants to be out after the little guy all the time. You know, there's no big names in there. Small places.
Well, the big people have corporate lawyers.
Yes.
That'll come right in,
right,
and they'll either pay the people off or they will threaten to take
right.
them to court. And it's hard to go to court against a corporate lawyer.
Yes, 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 yes.
That can cause a lot of problems.
I would think so.
So, but the little person, the little business doesn't have those avenues to go through.
No.
They just have to get their own lawyer and go for what they're going with. So I don't know where this will all wind up, but, you know, I do think in a way, though, it's interesting to see these things published in the newspaper because you find out what is going on, but I think it also, I don't know, does it get people, oh, I got sick on that restaurant at that night? Well, it could have been something you've eaten at home. I don't think I've ever been poisoned in a restaurant. I can't remember ever. If I did, I didn't realize it happened.
Well, I know there's been a couple times I haven't felt very well. I only ate at Chipotle's once in my life, and that was once too many times.
Well, I'll tell you, now I do know a couple years ago that my mother went to a restaurant, which I won't mention, but she got sick immediately. After she ate there and was sick pretty well all weekend. Now, that could have been a cause of that.
Right. Could be. I mean, don't know.
You don't know.
You never hear what really caused it, do we?
Well, that's how can you ever pinpoint it back to the restaurant? That's the problem. Because how do you know the person didn't just catch the flu?
Right.
You know, it might just be bad timing. But you never, in the end, really know. It's a funny world to live in. I'll say that. It's a funny world because you never really know what the cause of the illness was. Was it something you caught? Was it something you would have gotten anyway? Do you have a low immune system? What is the reason for these things? It's hard to tell. And I think maybe one day we'll figure it out. Now, some of the trivia questions. Now, Marge, when you hear... What did Florence Harding do before any other first lady? Do you... Uh-oh. Is somebody at our door there, Marge?
Oh,
is the door?
I wonder
if that... Uh-oh. Did somebody lock the door?
Let me go look.
Yeah.
Maybe the woman when she went out.
She might have, because she just came in there. Mary came in. We'll see if that door is locked. Is it locked?
I believe it is. I don't know.
Well, Marge, come over here to the microphone, and I'll go over there. We getting it open? Yeah, just... Oh, no. Now we've got the door. We'll get over there in a second. Marge, do you want to come over here and say goodbye to the people, and I'll grab the door there?
Okay.
Yeah, just grab to the green microphone there, and I'll leave that on for you. Just talk to the people for about a minute.
Okay. It's been our pleasure to be with you today, and normally we don't lock ourselves in here. Oh, he walked right over here and opened it up. Okay, he's back to the mic now. He can sign up. Yeah, was it locked or unlocked?
I don't know, because Mary came in and picked up her gift.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. Well, we're down to the last 30 seconds. Yeah, see? You smell it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably
I don't know what it is.
Here.
Everything is out.
Something
foul. Well, something hopefully will get in here over the weekend and figure that out.
Maybe that's why we feel horrible.
I don't know. I've been sick all week.
All three of us have had it at one point or another. Well, we're going to take a break, come back in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio.